Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hello, my little radio gangsters. It's your sports bros, Rop and Souk, and we've moved on to hour two, and we finally... we'll stop talking baseball.
It just was so good.
It was. We could probably do a whole other hour on it.
Absolutely.
Now, in the interest of time, we're going to get to our college football custard in the 5 o'clock hour. 5 p.m.
5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
We'd also probably need to talk about our Seahawks.
MVP Sam Darnold.
And yet another college football coach bites the dust. And my Beavs. My Beavs.
Yeah.
Got a dub.
Storm the field.
Beavers. How about that?
I don't know if we've identified the one Corvallis bro. That was during the Lafayette game when he took his shirt off and started the movement. That guy has swept the nation. Now all across the country, a bunch of bros are getting together, going shirtless and waving the shirts around simply because one man in Corvallis had the balls to do it. That man's a freaking national hero. And then, has there ever been a team that was 1-7 and beat a 4-4 team and stormed the field in a 10-7 ball game?
I actually think Kansas did that.
Did they do
that? I think we won a game. I think we beat Texas or something. Like, out of the blue, we were like a one-win team.
It's like, ah, let's go.
Oh, dude, you better believe they stormed the field. They ripped down the goalposts and threw them in the lake.
That was one of, and by the way, kudos to the Beavs, right? You got nothing to play for. Hell of an effort. That was one of the ugliest football games I've seen in years. That was, you know, sometimes you see a 10-7 game, you're like, man, that's just good defense. Or you just see really, 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 really bad offense.
So tonight we get Blazers-Lakers
kinda
at Moda Center.
I don't know who, you may be starting for the Lakers. So no Luka, no LeBron, no Austin Reeves.
Yeah, Luka was back just last night.
He had a triple. 40.
He had a triple-double.
Yeah, this is bullsh.
And,
you wonder why
he will not play.
And you wonder why the NBA has a problem. Like, if you bought tickets to this at the start of the year, and now no Luka, no LeBron, no Reeves, you know.
Hey, but you know what you will see?
What?
Bronny.
Oh, yeah, he's having to play.
Oh, it's not having to play. He played a season-high 18 minutes last night.
Woo, baby.
And Luca praised him for his defensive intensity.
That's where we're at now. We're back to defensive intensity.
That's good because he only had one bucket. So
yeah, he didn't have much of a stat line, but Luca praised him for his defensive intensity.
He is averaging 0.5 points and 0.8 rebounds.
But again, I don't think you're paying attention. Defensive intensity.
He's shooting 14%
from
the floor.
You know, guys.
Defensive intensity.
He affects the box score in ways that you just don't see.
That's
all right. He's that scrappy young player.
You can't measure defensive intensity.
I want you to once again 14.3%.
Why are you ignoring what Luca praised him about, which was defensive intensity?
Well, then why is his plus minus only plus
why
one?
Are you ignoring that?
I'm not. I'm questioning it.
He's so good. I love him.
Well, you'll get to watch him.
Yeah.
You know what else?
I don't know who else is going to.
Do you know what else we have tonight in basketball? So college basketball starts tonight. I don't know if you know that.
I do know.
Do you know what we have in 45 minutes?
I don't.
Do you?
I don't.
Do you?
No.
Where the hell is that drop?
So you don't know either.
No, I'm just looking for your drop. Mm. Oh, there it is.
I do know that. I do not do.
It was not timed well by me.
Sorry about that.
A little rusty. We have perhaps the largest coaching mismatch of all time.
That's saying something.
In college basketball tonight.
Okay.
As my Kansas Jayhawks.
Rock Chalk.
And Bill Self, Hall of Fame coach Bill Self.
Yes.
Open with Doug Gottlieb and the Wisconsin Green Bay.
Oh, my God.
Whatevers they are.
Yeah, we looked that up once.
What are they?
We talked about this and no one knew. They're the Phoenix.
Yeah, that's right.
The Phoenix.
Hope Kansas holds them to 15 points, man.
Hey. Self versus Gottlieb. Who do you think wins that matchup? The spread, by the way, 30.
you're wrong. 30.5.
30.5.
Look, if you're taking that, I think you have to lay the points. Do you not?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. Why on earth would you take 30? I mean, I get that's a lot of points. Dude, it's Doug Gottlieb against Bill Self. Doug Gottlieb, by the way, just got off his radio show like an hour ago.
I would like to point out that tonight we have number 5 St. John's playing Quinnipiac.
I think that's right.
You have the number 4 ranked UConn team playing New Haven. Arkansas, who's 14th, they're just playing Southern. Not Southern New Hampshire, not just Southern.
Southern University.
Tennessee has Mercer. Michigan State has Colgate. North Carolina has Central Arkansas. Houston has Lehigh. Number 15, Alabama has North Dakota. Iowa State, Fairleigh Dickinson. Kansas, Green Bay. Auburn has Bethune-Cookman.
Bethune-Cookman.
My God. What is happening? Well, it's college basketball.
That's common in college basketball.
Hey, BYU has Villanova.
Yeah, and there's Arizona's playing Florida tonight. But yes, I mean, a lot of teams play cupcakes
in
the preseason. Yeah. It's a pretty normal thing. Yeah. But yeah, I think the Ducks start tomorrow. They play Hawaii.
I know the ladies had a couple exhibition games I saw down there. So. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to alert you that Bill Self will be teeing off on Doug Gottlieb in about 43 minutes.
Will Doug Gottlieb be discussing this on tomorrow's radio broadcast?
I don't know. I don't think anyone listens to his radio broadcast.
I'm just saying, that is...
Honestly, don't even know where he's...
I don't know.
Does he...
I think he's still on Fox. That is quietly the worst coaching decision ever made in college basketball, that you hired Doug Gottlieb, and then told Doug Gottlieb that he can keep doing his show. And then Doug Gottlieb, remember?
And then retained Doug Gottlieb after going, like, what, 2-40 or something?
Yes, and Doug Gottlieb benched his best player and said, you're going to play my way or you're going to play no way. Well, and then they lost the next game by, like, 39.
Also insults the whole medium of radio, too. I'm going to step up and defend what we do. Like,
don't do that.
Why? There's work that goes into it. There's preparation. You've got to know what the hell's going on. So... how much is he contributing to either job at this point? Look, the people that let him do this are just asinine.
Look, God. I'm not going to defend our profession.
God!
I'll let Schulze do it and be disgusted.
Sorry, I sold them short. They won 4 games last year.
They won 4 big games.
Yeah. 4-28. They were 2-18 in league.
I was going to say, they had like a wonderful like 19-game losing streak going on at
they
one
sure
point.
They sure did, yeah.
It was
that's right.
It was a hell of a year. But you know what? Gonna turn the page. Gonna turn the page.
Well, I did take my Jayhawks -30.
Rock jock.
And I believe that I'll be sitting pretty real soon.
Yeah, I would assume so.
They might beat them by 50.
Oh, that 30.5. I wish I had $1,000 in my betting account to throw on it. I would. I really would.
I'm trying to think of, like, I was looking through to see last year if they played, like, a real team.
They played Oklahoma State.
They played Oklahoma. They played, I saw it here, they played Ohio State. Ohio State beat them 102-69.
There you go. That's a cover.
Yeah, that is a cover.
All right. Stockwatch, what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports is next on The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Sue buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, the indelible Schulte filling in for the late Ryan Buckley, RIP. Here is Schulte with today's Stock Watch.
Happy Monday, guys.
Hi.
Ho, ho, ho.
I listened to Mannheim Steamroller on the way in today.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah, you were the one that said after Halloween you were going to cue up the Christmas music.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to all. I did, and we even watched A Christmas Vacation last night.
Oh, man.
God dang, man.
Dude, we are already ready to go.
Ahead of schedule.
It's in the spirit.
Well, I saw people putting their trees up on social media. I might join them.
Hey, this, pertaining to nothing, but it made me think about it.
Yeah.
Do you guys have Halloween, Halloween lights in your neighborhood? Like, have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Yeah. People are starting to put up lights.
Yeah. Like purple and green.
Yeah, we have Halloween lights.
Yeah,
we do.
We have subtle ones.
But they're kind of like Christmas lights.
A little bit. Ours are, they're like, we have like a, yeah, they're like, they're purple and
orange,
like orange.
Purple, green.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, we have a couple of those.
But there are some in my neighborhood that I can't really tell if they're Halloween lights or Christmas lights. I feel like they use Halloween as an excuse to put up their Christmas lights.
I can see that. We have one house in our neighborhood that has permanent Halloween decorations up, and then they dress up the Halloween decorations in other holidays. So they have a big spider web that's up, and then they put, like, 4th of July, it's like Uncle Sam is in the spider web, and then like the witch that they have permanently up, it wears a Santa hat. So it's quite odd that it's permanently Halloween, but then they accessorize the Halloween decorations with other holidays. It's quite strange.
Yeah, lights are cool now because you can just get the fancy ones where you can change it to colors. So do Halloween, leave them up all year, then do Christmas.
Exterior illumination, in my opinion, is never a bad thing.
No.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
And as I get closer towards middle age, I'm thinking more and more about it every day.
Yeah, uplighting too. Uplighting's very important.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right at the base of the trees.
Guys that are at least acting like they are getting closer towards middle age, but are not, is where we'll start. That would be with the Los Angeles Lakers, guys. LA getting a big win over the Heat last night. 130-120 down in Los Angeles, thanks to a huge effort from Austin Reeves and Luka Doncic. Reeves connecting with Bronny here on this one.
Oh, they take it away from Wiggins.
Good defense by Van.
3-1.
Bronny.
On the break of the jam from AI.
Boy, did Bronny climb the ladder on that one.
Yeah, wow. Those were Bronny's only points. That was one of Reeves'.
Who needs LeBron? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He needs his daddy.
No, I said, who needs LeBron when you got Bronny, right, Big Sook?
Half a point a game.
Yeah. Well, defensive intensity.
God. Yeah, that was one of 11 assists for Austin Reed. Luka Doncic contributing 29 points, 10 assists, 11 boards for the triple-double. They are both sitting tonight, though, against the Trailblazers, guys. The official reports is injury management for Luka, and Austin Reeves supposedly has right-groin soreness. It's only Game 7 of the regular season, but the Lakers apparently needing to keep their guys out on the second of a back-to-back because it's too hard for them. Yeah, the league already has a punishment policy in place for this, but it's obviously hard to prove injuries exist or not, so guys,
bottom line, they're ass.
Yes, they are. Buy or sell that the NBA will never be able to stop teams from resting stars whenever they want.
Yeah, I mean, you can try to do what you want. I mean, you can put in some, you know, we've seen, you know, some people get fined. We've seen this, like, in the NFL now and, like, college football with the injury report stuff. But, you know, you can't force someone to play. If I tell you my groin is sore, you can't hire an independent doctor to come rub my groin and then tell me that it's okay to play. You know, that's a crime, by the way. So you can try to do stuff, but teams like LA, especially that are older veteran teams, they don't care about the regular season. They don't care. They haven't cared, and they're not going to care in the future. So this is a problem that the NBA has. I don't think you can really address it unless the teams embrace it, and it's just a mentality thing. So like what Jordan and Barkley talk about, it doesn't mean anything to them. So, yeah, this is just buyer beware. If you are an NBA fan and you are buying a one-off game ticket because you want to see XYZ, especially in a place like Portland that's a little up here tucked in the corner, dude, be prepared to be disappointed because there's just no telling on a day-to-day basis who the hell's playing.
Yeah, I don't know, Schulte. I don't know how they would. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like because there's a deal going on in MMA right now where a guy just got booted because it is believed that he took a dive.
Yeah, they said there was he's not a major fighter, and there was unusual betting activity on him, and then he went down in the first round, and he has been cut by the UFC.
Yeah. So I was thinking about that, going, well, how the hell would you ever prevent that? And the answer is you really can't.
You just try to catch
you
it.
You do the best you can to flag the unusual betting. And so I think it's the same thing here. I don't know how you would change it other than you change the mentality of players, and it's important to them to play 82 games. But you know, a lot of this is the NBA's fault. Like I kind of agree with Jordan in a sense of, like, you know, you want to get out there, you want to play every night, you want to get in a rhythm with your teammates and this and that. But the NBA, I mean, they ride these guys like thoroughbreds in the travel, and I don't blame them, especially Luka just coming off an injury. He plays last night, flies all the way to Portland, and then has to play again early in the season. There's no reason for him to play tonight. I see where they're coming from. So I just don't know how the NBA would ever there's no way to
actually police.
There's no way. I don't know how you would do that.
So no Reeves,
short
no Luka.
Cutting the regular season schedule down to a manageable
I guess to games. Jordan's point, the travel and everything has gotten easier, and yet guys in the 90s did this. They played 75-plus games, and it's certainly... By the way, the travel, you're on private planes, there's beds on some of these. Can we stop with some of this? Like, it's not the hardest travel
Ritz
in the world.
Ritz-Carlton's every single spot you go to.
But yeah,
it's a long season.
It is a long season.
It's just a
but
lot.
They used to do it. They don't anymore. But tonight, no LeBron, no Gabe Vincent, no Luka, no Reeves. DeAndre Ayton is questionable. And the backup to DeAndre Ayton is questionable. There may be seven guys. Bronny may play 35 minutes tonight. And by the way, the Blazers are about to be 5-2.
Yeah, this one got me going this morning before the show, so just had to include it. I was yelling around my house about it. From possibly injured players to really injured players, guys. The Washington Commanders absolutely hammered by the Seattle Seahawks, 38-14 last night. The score was so bad, many people wondered why quarterback Jaden Daniels was even in the game in the fourth quarter. Head coach Dan Quinn addressed that post-game.
Many of you have been asking about the thought process of Jaden being in the game in that situation. I get that. I've been thinking about it, honestly, nonstop, too, and, you know, for me, the answer is, man, I missed it. But I would, you know, I'll fill you in on my thought process. At the start of the fourth quarter, I guess it was probably like 12 and a half minutes left in the game, and that was going to be the last drive for a couple of guys, Jaden and Zach and Debo and LT, and so we weren't going to have any read-run plays, and meaning no carries, you know, for the quarterback on a run. And honestly, man, that's where I missed it. Of course he could scramble. It's Jaden. It's what he's special at. And that is 100% that's on me.
Of course, hindsight is 20/20, guys, but I will take it even further than that. Buy or sell, Jaden Daniels shouldn't have even been playing at all last night versus the Seahawks.
Oh, stop it.
At all? What do you mean? Like the whole game?
Yes, like he wasn't ready to come back yet.
Oh, for God's
sake. Well, he looked fine.
Okay.
Just
did his offensive line look fine?
Okay, so
they're terrible,
so
by
what,
the way.
They are. And this is what we tried to warn people at the start of the year. Washington wasn't a great team last year. They caught lightning in a bottle. They won a lot of close games, and Daniels had a great rookie season. This idea that the Commanders were somehow an elite team, they were not. Their defense wasn't very good. The offensive line wasn't very good. Some injuries. Daniels came back down to earth, and here we are. But this, no, should he have played at all? Yeah.
That was a huge game for them.
It was.
They did need him to play.
They did.
They needed to show up. Now, their defense is absolutely dreadful.
Yeah.
Give the Seahawks a lot of credit. We'll talk about them later. Take a dump all over Washington without giving Seattle credit. But that was a huge spot for Washington. They needed to come back after last week's loss. I mean, they're now 3-6.
Yep.
They got their quarterback back. They had a home Sunday night game against a really good opponent. They needed to bow up right there.
And
they did the exact opposite of that. Yeah. Their season is now lost, by the way, thanks to Dan Quinn. And they have no one to blame but themselves.
But this idea somehow that, like, you're just yanking guys, you're not playing guys. You're a franchise quarterback. So Justin Herbert now has no offensive line to speak of. Guess what? Justin Herbert's going to play.
But he's not in there when he's down 31.
Well,
with 7 minutes left.
Well, he said it was the last drive that they were going to play, and he happened to get hurt. There was about 12 minutes left. And so, you know.
Yeah, but dude, they were down 31.
They were down 31.
I mean, come on.
But again, we do this all the time. When someone gets hurt, it is a 100% injury league. Things happen, and yet we're going to crucify him. I will I'm not going to second guess.
Things
that.
Happen, but you still got to be smart. Yeah. Like it's not like you can prevent injuries, but you can prevent certain injuries by just protecting your players a little bit. When you're down 31 points, they were not winning that game.
There was nothing about.
And then, by the way, if you have him in there, as Dan Quinn said, just have him throw it. Then he doesn't need to be running.
No.
It's just that's absurd. And Quinn didn't even have a good answer. He's like, that's on me. He wasn't even thinking.
Nope.
I mean, that's just, that's bad. That's really bad.
I mean, you can't have him throw the ball at all because, as Dan Quinn said at the end of that, Jaden is going to scramble at that point. So, yeah, you just can't. It's just run.
And it's, you know, it's an eerily similar thing because Robert Griffin III, phenomenal rookie season, same team, same stadium. And now you look at him and look, he'll be fine. He'll come back. But, you know, it's. You know, these people, they're like, oh, Jaden Daniels is going to wreck the league. The NFL has a way of humbling you so fast. And very few guys just rise to, you know, to those ranks. It tends to be more of a bumpy road, especially when you don't have an elite team around you.
We won't be able to get to this now, obviously, but later I have a... So a lot of people are comparing the Daniels injury to that of RG3.
Yeah.
And there are eerily similar circumstances. Same with Alex Smith and Joe Theismann. Did you know that?
Yeah. It's the whole Lincoln Kennedy thing. It's
wild. Yeah. We'll get to that later. Anyway, back to Schultze over here.
We got to ITN or we got time for one?
The man of the hour. I want one more.
You want one more?
I love me some Stockwatch.
All right.
I'm fired up.
All right. Well, let's move locally here.
Yeah, right in the butt.
Give it to me.
All right.
Give it to me. Blazers moved to 4-2 Friday with a 109-107 win over the Nuggies. Down to the wire, of course, but Shaedon Sharpe, not known for his defense, stepping up, making a great play.
Let's see what happens here. Grant is up on Gordon. They flip it. It is to Gordon. Fall away. Block.
Shot clock.
Grabbed by Grant. Shot clock violation. Blazers get it back.
Yeah, 4-1 now under interim coach.
He's like Bronny.
Dude.
You know?
Defensive intensity.
Who needs Chauncey? Who needs LeBron? 4-1 now under interim coach Tiago Splitter. Looks like they've got an identity on offense and defense. Guys, I haven't been able to say that in years for this Blazers team. So do you buy or sell? Portland is officially a scrappy young bunch that can make the playoffs.
Yeah, I thought they should be a playoff team. I thought they were 41-41. And they were down double digits to the Nuggets. The Nuggets are better than they are. The Nuggets kind of crapped the bed, got the benefit of some calls. I still don't get how you can have a jump ball when you wrap your arms around someone from behind. And yet, that happened. Great play. I get why the Nuggets are pissed. But the Blazers, and I've heard now three separate teams that have all said this after playing the Blazers, and they all say the same thing. Dude, this is no gimme anymore. The Blazers are long, they're athletic, they're swishable, and they play their ass off.
Did you say swishable?
Switchable.
Oh.
And... from an offensive standpoint, it's not great. They can go long stretches where the offense is sketchy. Denver was getting whatever they wanted on the offensive end for a while, but they don't quit. They just play their ass off, and they get up and down, and this is going to be a team that is going to be a problem for a lot of people. They're not a contender. It's not a top four seed in the West, far from it. But it is. You mentioned it's an identity. They play hard, and this will be... I feel pretty confident that this is a playoff team. I don't necessarily even think it's a play-in team. I just think it's a playoff team. Not going anywhere, but this is a playoff team, in my opinion.
What was the stock?
The buy or sell that they are a young, scrappy team that can make the playoffs.
They I think by average age, are they one of the youngest in the league?
They have to.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're pretty young.
But one of the reasons they're better is veteran. Like... two of their top three scorers, actually, if you go top three scorers, their top three players, at least so far this year, are 24, 35, and 31 years old.
Yeah, Drew Holiday's been great.
So Holiday has been huge.
Yeah.
Grant has been nice.
Yeah.
So they're not, I mean,
it's not all baby.
I know they're young, but I think one of the reasons they've stabilized a little bit is because of the veteran presence.
Sure.
The other thing, too, that kind of is starting to become a narrative that I don't know. Is it a narrative now that Tiago Splitter is the one to credit for all this? Because this is the way they were playing under Chauncey, too. Like, their identity came from Chauncey. Now, Tiago Splitter's doing a nice job of keeping it going.
Yeah.
But this idea that we're now going to dismiss, oh, who needs Chauncey? They're finally rid of the shackles of Chauncey Billups. No, they were fine before. They're fine now. Tiago's doing a nice job. I think they are more of a play-in sort of area team, but we'll wait and see. It's a long ass season. Their style of play is fun.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. But you know, how good are they? You know, what will happen with Holiday? Well, you know, there's a long way to go.
Long way to go.
But their style is good, and their identity, they have seemed to have found one. And some of the young guys are getting a little bit older and a little bit more experience, which is nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've stabilized. But
yeah. I think it's a fun team. If you go watch them play.
Yeah, you'll have fun with them because they get up and down. Yes. They just like to, you know, and that's
push. And when it's working, it's great. And when it's not, you can go through long stretches where you're like, yee.
There's your Stockwatch. Each week, it is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE, otherwise known as Goldberg-Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg-Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is coming up next, we have the latest from a federal judge regarding the National Guard deployment to war-torn Portland.
Save us! Save us, somebody!
Here's Schultzy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Boy, one of the ballsier moves of all time. Joe Fisher's back in here getting more candy.
More candy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. His aura is crap.
Yeah, we're going to have... You guys are talking about aura photography?
Yeah.
Because you and Joe went on a mandate and got your aura photographs
taken? We were holding hands. The BTJ went out with her group of friends that we recently found out that they call themselves in the group chat the goddesses. which
yikes,
that's its whole thing. That's a whole other thing. But yeah, they went to some like med spa and they hired a photographer to come in and take photographs of themselves. But they're aura photographs. And so you get like the color spectrum around you. And then the lady, and only she under her trained eye, can tell you what the aura means. And I've already been told that I'm a big fat jerk and I should shut my mouth. Just cause I, you know, may have had some comments about the aura.
All right. Well, yeah.
And
something
Joe,
I will never do 4,000, no. Please.
And Joe was too cowardly to tell his gal what he thought of the aura. So,
oh, he's just like being supportive guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So he came in and he wanted to know what I thought about it. And I'm like, yeah, I thought the same thing you did. I just had the balls to say something about it.
Well, perhaps his tactic is a little bit more, you know.
It's possible.
Would be the word, like.
Smart?
Yeah, like.
Well, I think
he's
Joe's
playing the long game.
I think Joe's still in that, like,
no
will
reason
she,
to pee
won't
in that pot.
Yeah, my gal's not going anywhere. She's stuck at this point.
All right,
tied,
it is November.
We're tied together.
November 3, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Please be seated and all rise. Thank you. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Sandwich Day.
Oh, I love a good sandwich.
I know you do. It is also National Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day.
Oh, well,
and that
go
means
Captain Ed Powers.
So again, we've explained this multiple times.
Two but different kinds of traffic.
For those
so
of you that don't understand radio, or, I mean, you, why would you?
Yeah.
There is a traffic department, and it is not like automobile traffic.
No.
Rather, it is the, it's the people who organize the traffic of all of our inventory, like our spots and
yes
things.
They make sure everything lines up.
Yeah, so shout out to you, Barb.
Or
all,
if there's
all
some,
you badasses in our traffic.
Or if
department
there is someone up there in a helicopter keeping an eye on a watch. Victor Saragossa. Who does Portland traffic from San Francisco. Kudos to you, too, man.
We really should have picked a different department name, though.
All kinds of traffic people.
But not today, though. Victor Saragossa, no. No.
It's about Barb?
No, this is about the traffic professionals, yeah, not the automobile traffic.
Can we go back to sandwiches and how much sandwiches are awesome?
Sandwiches are awesome, yeah.
I mean,
would you like to tell us what your favorite sandwich is?
Philly cheesesteak.
Sandwich day?
Yep.
Yeah. I like a good old Italian.
I do too.
Also, there is at my buddy's country club. Shout out Royal Oaks. I get to go hang out there because I have friends that go there, and not because of anything I do. They make a turkey apple bacon melt. Oh my God. That now the Philly cheesesteak is my favorite sandwich, but if I had to pick an individual sandwich from one place, it's that thing. I don't know what they do, but it is the best sandwich I've ever had. Like a Havarti melted cheese, thinly sliced apple, phenomenal bacon. The turkey is amazing. And they grill the bread and they put some sort of seasoning on the bread. It's a perfect crust. That sandwich is to die for. It might be the best thing about that place. And it's a great golf course, but the sandwich, the turkey apple bacon melt.
Chef just got a raise.
Oh, so good. Now I want a sandwich.
Federal judge has blocked National Guard deployment to war-torn Portland.
I thought they were already here.
Until Friday. Well, they were, but they weren't supposed to be.
Are they still here and not supposed to be? Are
that
we
I don't know.
Home?
I don't know.
Aren't they already home? Aren't
I don't
they from
know
here?
Who
or
are
they from California?
I don't know who any of these armed, masked people are. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Could they're be all, ICE, could be the feds, could be the police.
I do find it weird that we are now allowed to just have people with no identifying marks on them whatsoever.
Right.
That they can just jump out of unmarked minivans. Like a Honda Odyssey rocks up and someone jumps out and just grabs you and you have to be like, okay. That blows my mind.
Well, it's more than weird, Jason.
Yeah, like, what would stop someone? God forbid, what if you're like an actual citizen and you have a concealed carry permit and four dudes just jump out and grab you without identifying themselves? Are you allowed to fire? Last time I checked, the whole Second Amendment thing is still there. Like, this is insanity.
The judge says she needs more time. Although, did I already tell you that?
Yeah.
Part of it?
Yeah. So now we're just in a hold. So they are here
Friday,
or they're not here.
Friday. She'll make a decision.
But even if they do show up, aren't they just standing in front of the one building? they're not doing anything other than standing in front of that building. It's insane.
I think they're in other cities, they're like walking around and stuff.
Are they?
Yeah.
And like,
I think so.
I'm just like taking a lovely stroll down like MLK, like there's just like a tank and some dude with an M16.
Not here, but aren't they in other cities?
I don't know.
I thought they were. Didn't they send them to? Oh my God, now I forgot. Which city were they?
Were they in
Chicago?
They were Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
DC, right? They were in DC for a bit.
Yeah, Chicago and DC. That's right.
Wait, weren't they spreading bark dust?
That's
I thought that was around the White House.
Yeah, so they're, you know, they making themselves useful.
Rake some leaves. Again, I got a leak in my roof. Can someone come fix that? Can I get a National Guardsman to do that?
Portland will resume enforcing its homeless camping ban, according to our fearful leader, Mayor Wilson.
Well, that's good.
Keith Wilson.
Does anyone have any belief that they're actually going to do that? Or
I guess my question is, when was it suspended? Why?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
And who knew that?
Well, I think his idea is that he's saying as long as there's beds for these people, we're not going to let you be on the street. And so maybe there wasn't enough beds.
There wasn't enough beds. That's right. They had to up the shelter bed numbers in order to go back to enforcing it. And now he is saying that they have thousands of beds.
Yeah.
So they're going to start.
No.
You know.
Yeah, making people like, you know, you can't just.
They will connect Portlanders to shelters and services.
That's good. What happens if the person doesn't want to and they just want to be on the street and smoke meth?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Perhaps you call over the National Guard.
Oh, there you go. I'm sure they'll handle it with the appropriate amount of sensitivity. Because that's what they're trained for, right? Imagine joining the National Guard and this is what, like, this is your first deployment. For God's sakes.
Enforcement of the ban will be carried out by the Portland Police Bureau, and officers can issue citations after reasonable alternative shelter, such as congregate shelters, hotel placements, or other overnight facilities, are offered and declined, or when a campsite violates other city code restrictions. Restrictions include camps that obstruct access to pedestrian zones or private properties, and camps that use fire or gas heaters around the site. Additional restrictions ban sites that assemble, disassemble, or sell multiple bicycles or automobiles, along with sites that alter city infrastructure or camps that store personal belongings more than 2 feet away from the tent.
Two feet away. Gotta suck the hay.
Yeah.
That's within 18 inches of this tent.
So they'll let you put a potted plant outside of your tent door.
But not.
But if it's more than 2 feet, you're in violation.
Oh, this is. Good for you.
The city is warning Portlanders to not report encampments to 911. Instead, the city asks community members to report camps by calling 311 or using the city's reporting portal.
I want to know the first time that a homeless person gets a ticket.
And what they do with it.
I mean, yeah. I'm homeless. What do you want me to do with this $112 ticket? Like,
I will add it to my other 135 tickets.
That is like if you gave me a bill for like $900 million. Why don't you just go ahead and round that up to a billion while you're at it? I don't have the $900 million. I don't have a bill. You're homeless, for God's sakes. I literally am wearing one sneaker and I got three crack pipes. You really think that I'm capable of paying this bill? What are we doing?
You know what we're doing is we're getting listeria.
What?
Yeah, that's right. I have listeria outbreak news.
Oh, boy.
Coming up next on In the News here on The Fan.
What if we unleashed the homeowner's Karen on the homeless?
What do you mean?
You know, every homeowner's association has a Karen with the aggressive haircut that loves to run around and tell people what they can and can't do on their own property. Why don't we just hire that crew of evil bitches and unleash them on the homeless? Like, if the homeless are someplace we don't want them, you know who can get them to move? The Karens.
Calm down.
And I bet the Karens would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be like their Super Bowl.
It would be.
Sorry.
They have been training for years for this exact moment. We round up an army of Laco Karens. What else are they doing with their time? We get them together. We get Buck's wife down there. You know she's ready to yell at someone. Sick them on the homeless, and, you know, they will get them to abide. That potted plant will be moved within 2 feet of their tent. I can assure you of that.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
Yeah.
This is In the News for November 3, 2025. I have Listeria news.
Oh, no.
exactly? What is Listeria? I know Listeria is like some sort of disease, but I've heard of it. What exactly is it?
Some sort of...
Is that like a Def Leppard disease?
Something you don't want.
Listeria?
The outbreak is tied to... So this is in Washington. There's 27 illnesses, 6 deaths.
Oh, that's no good.
This includes California, Oregon.
Don't you get it from like, isn't it? Is it like an E. coli thing? Like
Hawaii, tainted, Texas, Utah.
Tainted food, something like that?
Others. This was tied to prepared pasta meals.
Oh, okay, so it is.
Federal safety regulators said 2 additional deaths and 7 new illnesses were reported in 3 states since the last update on September 25th. So this is tied to a multi-state recall linked to ready-to-eat pasta meals sold at Albertsons, Trader Joe's, Sprouts, Kroger, and more.
I thought for whatever reason, I thought this was like some sort of seafood thing. I thought you got it from like eating tainted crab.
Listeria infections can cause serious illness, particularly in older adults, people with weakened immune systems, and those who are pregnant. There does seem to be a one loss of fetus from a pregnancy resulting from
you
this.
Like a Marie Callender, like...
Yeah, it's brutal.
Linguini, and you lose your kid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pretty rough.
That's no good.
So
do we need to be, like, worried about certain things?
Yeah, there's a list of them here. Like, Trader Joe's, since we have Trader Joe's here.
Yeah.
Cajun-style blackened chicken breast fettuccine Alfredo, 16-ounce plastic tray packages.
Sounds delightful.
Those, but only with... there's a lot of different... Best if used by date.
Sure.
So they don't all apply.
Yeah. Basically, if you have like some frozen pasta meals, just throw them out, right?
Albertson's stores recalled store-made deli pasta salads. See, I sometimes eat those.
Do you?
Not from Albertson's, but yeah, I'll go to the, what do you call that?
The hot bar.
Like the
or
salad counter and get a tub of that.
Sure.
Every once in a while.
Makes sense.
What else do we have here? Sprouts we don't have. Giant Eagle. Kroger stores recalled deli bow tie and penne pasta salads sold on August 29th through October 2nd. God.
Yeah, I just, anytime there's something like this at all, I just get rid of it. Like, I'll save the $16. Like, it's just, if you tell me there's a chance that something I'm eating's got that in it, I'm good. That's just, we're not gonna...
So a lot of chicken Alfredo, like prepackaged chicken Alfredo warm-up meals type of things.
Yeah.
Home Chef, Market Side, and others.
No
That's
way.
About the best I can tell you.
I just, what an off, I mean, look, there's no good way to lose a loved one. But, I mean, imagine, like, hey, what happened to your husband? He ate chicken Alfredo. Did he choke? Nah, he just ate like a healthy choice chicken Alfredo, and it did him in.
And that's in the news for November 3, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Speaking of a great time, if you've been murdered by a linguine,
that's right.
You probably called the Advocates.
All right, coming up next today in sports news, there's a lot to go over, and our college football custard is coming up here on 105.1 The Fan.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.